Avocado husks are here, with a colorful arrow pointing to a ceramic mug of beige straws. For some reason, the mug had breasts. Issa watched as Ursula struggled with the straw for a few more seconds before plucking it out of her nectar and flinging it to the far side of the round, marble-topped table.
"Always so dramatic," observed Issa.
"I'm not dramatic," grunted Ursula, closing her gray-green eyes.
"I'm deathly hungover."
"I noticed that," said Issa gently. Ursula looked like a sapped, feral version of her normally vibrant self, and her hair was even wilder than usual. A voluminous cloud of honey blonde waves that fell around her shoulders, it recalled the look of a particular babysitter that Ursula had worshipped as a child, whose hair took up substantial space and whose bangs appeared to defy gravity. Ursula remembered aspiring to that fluffy volume throughout her childhood, but by the time she entered high school in 1997, straightening had become de rigueur, and she woke up every morning to fastidiously iron her hair. It wasn't until college that she began to re-embrace its natural chaos. Now, her hair distinguished her from the many women intent on taming their natural texture. She enjoyed feeling like a wild-maned lion in a sea of slick seals. Issa once told her she looked like a combination of Kim Basinger from Batman and a tumbleweed, and Ursula rather liked this comparison.
"What happened?" asked Issa. "No judgment, but why did you vomit on a first date?"
"I don't know," Ursula wailed, rubbing the bridge of her nose, where a spray of freckles had reemerged now that it was June.
"I guess I hadn't eaten enough. Yeah, I hadn't eaten anything since noon. And we went to this wine bar in Harlem where it turned out his friend was the bartender, so the drinks were just flowing. And James weighs like 250 pounds. He has that former football player body, you know? Like he used to be really muscular and rock-like, and now he's softer, but he can still absorb an infinite amount of alcohol. Whereas you're a wiry little whippet," said Issa.
"I guess I am. Anyway, it was really fun. I have no idea how much I drank. We were just talking and making out, and then we got in a car to head downtown, which was fine for about 15 minutes. Totally fine. But then an evil demon overtook me."
"The evil demon known as drinking a gallon of wine on an empty stomach," said Issa.
"That's the one."
"How did James respond?"
"He was really nice about it," said Ursula, feeling a simmer of shame.
"That's a good sign."
"I don't know. I just don't think we're going to build an enduring relationship on a foundation of puke," said Ursula, leaning back in her chair and tugging at the velvet scrunchie she wore around her wrist.
"Maybe not," said Issa, recentering the gold pyramid that hung on a long, thin chain around her neck.
Whereas Ursula's outer appearance often mirrored her ever-shifting inner state, there was a consistency about Issa's look, no matter how she felt on any given day. Her straight black hair hung symmetrically, and her short, blunt bangs framed her smooth forehead, giving her face an organized look. Upon meeting her, no one was ever surprised to learn that she was an architect. She looked the part. Even her ear piercings, four on each side, provided a sense of balance and intention. Though she often wore bronze-colored eyeliner to bring out the golden flecks in her dark brown irises, today she was makeup-free.
"What happened with the Lebanese guy?" Issa asked.
"I don't know. Maybe mutual ambivalence," said Ursula, taking a sip directly from the glass that left her with a green foam mustache. "After our fourth date, neither of us followed up. I think he might have moved back to Beirut."
"Hmm," said Issa, using a napkin to brush Ursula's upper lip. "And what about that really sweet guy, the veterinarian?"
"Really bad square-toed shoes," said Ursula, shaking her head and placing her hand over her mouth in horror.
"Oof, that's rough," Issa winced. "But you broke up with him over that?"
Ursula shot her a confrontational gaze and held it until Issa relented.
"Fine, we can draw the line at square-toed shoes. That's fair.
He also had that newly divorced energy, you know," said Ursula. Issa didn't know because she'd never dated a divorced man.
"It's like, you know, before the start of the Kentucky Derby, when the horses are all hyped up and they're in their little starting pens, and they're so..."